This weekend is the closing of the Year of Mercy. There's an official hymn for the Year of Mercy, so that'll be the first offertory hymn. The refrain is in Latin, so you'll find little sheets in the end of your pews with the English translation and the Latin words, so you can sing along if you so choose for the collection. Americans tend to be very proud of our system of government, the fact that we live in a democratic republic. We have self-government, we have individual freedom, and the ability to rule ourselves and set our own destiny. And there's a lot of benefits that that brings in terms of having a civil government that works that way. As long as people remember that ultimately every individual and every government, every society is answerable to Jesus Christ. You know, governments exist under the authority of Jesus Christ. Unrestrained freedom can be dangerous if we define freedom as the ability to do whatever you want. You know, freedom to live however you want, to say whatever you want, think whatever you want, believe whatever you want, that can be dangerous. Pius XI made today's feast day a universal feast day for the entire church. And he did that in 1925. What was happening in 1925 that led him to do this? Well, spreading throughout Europe, there were doubts about the authority of Jesus Christ, about his existence. People denied that he even existed. People denied the authority of the church. And this was a time where dictatorships were rising in Europe, different fascist governments. Because people were abusing the freedom that they had been given, and they lost sight of God. And so Pius XI instituted this feast day as a reminder that ultimately Jesus Christ is king of the entire universe, and we're under his reign. So I think it's important for us to be careful not to fall into the errors that modern people often fall into in thinking, well, we live in a free society, we have freedom to do whatever we want, that means I can do whatever I want. I can live however I want, think whatever I want, believe whatever I want. You know, that's the danger that's running through modern society. But as Christians, we don't think that way, and we don't live that way. As Christians, we voluntarily place ourselves under a monarchy. And monarchies often, and people have a negative attitude towards monarchies. But the Catholic Church is a monarchy founded by Jesus Christ under his rule. And it's the largest monarchy on the face of the earth and the only monarchy that's been continuously existent for the course of 2,000 years. And the only one that will exist guaranteed until the end of time. So what does that mean? Well, that means we don't vote on morality. It's not a democratic process. You know, we don't put it up for a vote, and we don't look to public opinion polls to determine what's right and what's wrong. Our morality comes from Jesus Christ, which he teaches us through the church. Truth is not up for grabs. You know, we don't throw it out to a vote whether the Eucharist truly becomes the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. It does, because Christ wills it to. Our leaders are not elected. They're appointed. I was appointed pastor of this parish by Archbishop Schnur. Archbishop Schnur was appointed the Archbishop of Cincinnati by the Pope. The Pope is selected by the cardinals. There is a process of ordination where leaders under the guidance of the Holy Spirit are selected, and we have an attitude of respect and obedience towards them. We don't elect our leaders because we're under the authority of Jesus Christ. And we swear allegiance to our King. We don't serve our own fantasies in life. We don't say, well, what do I want to do with life, with my life? Where do I want to be in the future? We place our lives at the service of Jesus Christ. And we ask, what is our vocation? What is God calling me to do with my life? And that's how we orient our lives. And so we live under the reign of Jesus Christ, and we voluntarily subject our free wills to the will of Christ the King. And every time we pray the Our Father, that's what we're saying. When we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Saying, not my will, but the will of Jesus Christ. Now, monarchies, as I said, tend to have a bad rap in today's society. And it certainly would be a bad thing if we are subjecting ourselves to some sort of tyrant or some sort of immoral individual. But the fact is, by subjecting ourselves to the rule of Jesus Christ, that doesn't reduce our dignity. We're subjecting ourselves to our Creator. He created us, and we owe Him everything. And we're subjecting ourselves to someone, as we hear in the gospel, who rules from the cross. A king who loves us so deeply that he gave his life so that we might live forever. And so we're placing ourselves under the rule of someone who's worthy of our allegiance, because our Lord rules out of pure, selfless love and mercy. He rules out of truth, and he is beautiful. And so when we place ourselves under his rule, and he doesn't force us to, he gives us free will so that we can willingly place ourselves under his rule. And to the extent that we do so, we're allowing love and truth and beauty to reign in our lives. And to the extent that we reject the kingdom of light, we embrace the kingdom of darkness. And we reject truth, we reject love, and we reject beauty. This evening we have the privilege on the feast day of Christ the King to be celebrating a couple First Communions. And so Orville and Laylee will be coming up, and you will be accepting Jesus Christ as your King as you receive the Eucharist, receiving Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And as you kneel down, recognize that what you're doing is you're saying that you are submitting yourselves to Jesus Christ as your King, and you're receiving him into your bodies and into your hearts, so that he can reign there. May Jesus Christ always live and reign in your hearts and in the hearts of everyone who receives the Eucharist with love and with devotion.